On Rosh Chodesh, we read the Hallel. This is an ancient custom. It's not a halacha, but it is a custom. It says that when Rav came to Babylon and he saw them reading Hallel, he was going to stop them. And then he saw them skipping chapters. He said, okay, it must be a custom they have. That's okay. So the Hallel we read on Rosh Chodesh is a custom, and that's why Ashkenazim make a blessing on the reading of the Hallel, but Sephardim do not. It's a machlokas whether we make a blessing over this custom. There are a few themes in the Hallel, but first we have to know that Hallel was compiled by the generation that left Egypt, as we find in the Hallel itself. They're describing B'tzeit Yisrael Mitzrayim, as the Jews left Egypt. What happened? So it's called Hallel Mitzrah, the Egyptian Hallel, that the Jews sang. We have a tradition that the Jews sang it as they left Mitzrayim. The Hallel describes how Hashem is above everything, and although Hashem is above everything, He takes note of the little guy. Amagbil Hashavet. Hashem is up above everything, but He is Mekimim Afardal Mashpili. He looks down, Lirot B'Shamayim U'Baretz, to see what's going on in the heaven and the earth, and He lifts up the people who are down below, which is a recurring theme in David's life. And then we describe how Am Yisrael was lifted from down below, and then David says, "Why should the nation of Israel be down below? The other nations, they're all pagans, they're worshipping things that are valueless. Hashem, help us out under the nations." And David HaMelech describes how he himself was Evan Masu Abonim, the stone that the builders mocked, Haital Rosh Pina, and ultimately he was the cornerstone. Meet Hashem Haitazot. This is Hashem's handiwork. And so the Hallel concludes with the famous verse, Hodu l'Hashem kitov, give praise to Hashem, for He is good, ki le'olam chasdo, for His kindness is steadfast, His love endures. And so we have to bear that in mind, that regardless of the situation, we've seen it before. We've had the horror of all horrors in Egypt, and Chazal say that encompassed all the horrors that were yet to come. Everything you could imagine we underwent over there. And even so, we made it out, and Hashem doesn't forget us. And that's our repeated request throughout the Hallel, that Hashem should again remember us. May we merit to see the great redemption in our days.